Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Mission Daily. I'm Chad Grills, joined by Ian Faison. And this is the place where you get one big idea each day, or maybe like three or four big ideas each day to help you level up your health, wealth, and wisdom.
And a few other things. It's Monday morning, so we're going to try to come at you with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. If you're not listening to this on a Monday, or maybe it's an afternoon, it's still going to bring a lot.
Absolutely. So today we're talking about upgrading your relationships. So whether it's friends or spouses or romantic relationships, there's some fun strategies and stories that we wanted to share. And from our own experience and outside of our own experience.
Well, and we got some like really good feedback on the previous two episodes, which were about relationships. Again, this is not pie in the sky relationship stuff. We like to get real interesting with these things. So if you just heard, I don't really, you know, want to listen about relationships, you should want to listen because it's fun stuff. We're going to do some good stuff.
And let's start with a big idea. This is something I want to talk about is way back. So Stephanie, my wife and I have been dating. We started dating back in 2009, actually. So
don't get this wrong.
Yeah, I know, right? So a while ago, obviously. And a month after we met, the unit I was part of at the time, the military unit, got basically a war note to deploy. And so we started our relationship under the pretense that I was going to be leaving in the next month. And that turned into 3 months. We got bumped back, and then 6 months, and then 12 months. And finally, we left for a year-long deployment. And that experience taught me a lot. Number one, we both just chose to embrace it. Of course, it wasn't ideal, but it gave us a really fun challenge that neither of us had. So I had experience before. I was in a relationship when I went to Iraq, the deployment prior. And, you know, I came back. It did not work. It was not a good experience. But that was the extent of my experience there. And Steph didn't have any experience, you know, dating someone in the military and having them leaving. But that was just a priceless experience that it's so hard to replicate, I think, in the civilian world. And you never would have chose it, maybe. But it gave us a really strong start, and it just delivered so many different, I think, insights and fun moments that, yeah, I just wanted to lead off with that.
Well, and I think it kind of gives that same idea of, you know, the peacetime president versus the wartime president, right? It's like, it's easy to, this is why summer relationships, especially when you're young, are so fun, right? Because it's summer and everything is great. So like you meet somebody, we actually have an office romance. Our Chad's dog and our office dog Toasty met a golden retriever.
He met a very special friend named Rosie.
She taught him how to swim. they had a little 1 week vacation,
And they started their relationships when their owners were away.
Yeah, we're away. That's
great. So their owners were on a deployment to go see friends and family, and they got through it by coming together.
We need to get them like. They need to have like some sort of doggy pen pals. But anyways, the reason why I say all that is, in jest, but you know, it's relationships, I think a lot of times are easier when things are going really well. But the true test of the stress test for those things are when things go really wrong. So there's a great Stefan Molyneux quote where he says, "Adversity is like carpet bombing false relationships. When you face significant adversity, there is such great sunlight that causes indifferent or false friends to scurry into the darkness away from you." And I think that, I mean, with your significant other, it might end the relationship, but with your other friends or acquaintances or colleagues or whatever it is, they're just not going to, they're not going to last the test of time. They're not going to face adversity. And that idea is kind of central to this episode.
I think so. And I think it's obviously easy to kind of shy away from adversity or from consciously choosing challenges in relationships, because all of us have some type of baggage and some type of trauma in the past where, you know, we put what we think of as our best effort, and maybe it wasn't our best effort. You know, we really try and things don't go well. So that can lead us to a place where we think, okay, well, I don't want to risk too much. I don't want to, you know, go on a business trip for a month after I start dating someone. When in reality, I think it's important to explore the idea. Maybe you do want to be open to putting a stress test on things as often as possible. So not to get obnoxious about it, but I think that seeking out those challenges in a voluntary way together with your spouse, your significant other, or even just friends that you're a part of, that's where you get to just way more interesting stories.
So another thing that we wanted to talk about was the idea of serendipity.
Yeah.
So, and as we
what relationships need to keep growing.
Yeah. And as we do here at the mission, we like to give you an equation because we think equations are helpful models to look at these things. So Chad came up with this equation for serendipity that I find especially fascinating. So I'll let him share it with everyone.
So movement, meaning any type of action, whatever you're choosing to do, whether you're getting outside more, going to events or anything like that, whether you're planning a trip, so you get the idea. So movement plus exposure. So meaning getting outside your comfort zone, doing something new, or just you get the idea basically. So movement plus exposure is the equation to get serendipity. And in order to get started moving, like it can be as simple as just making some plans for the weekend or talking with the spouse or somebody you might want to date, or it could be as complicated as, you know, planning a trip or a vacation that's like 6 months out in advance. But the big thing is that if you're static with your relationships, you're not going to get a chance to face adversity.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people that getting in a flow or getting in a groove or getting in some type of routine, I think adds stability to a relationship, but
it comes at the cost.
Yeah. It comes at the cost of serendipity. That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people just generally need to do a better job weighing the two. I know like I definitely do myself. Could you talk about the some of the stuff from the story of like Chris Sacca and all that?
Yeah. So I think that's just a really interesting story. So Chris Sacca is a famous venture capitalist. And for anybody that doesn't know his backstory, he got really into public investing and stocks and things like that. He got into options trading, made a couple $1 million, and then promptly lost it. So he got about $4 million in debt, was able to negotiate it down to $2.1 million in debt. And he actually got himself out of debt. He did not file for bankruptcy like many people would. He realized that he had made a big mistake. And so he just went into nonstop action mode. So he was doing whatever he could to survive. And he was doing, you know, gigs on Elance and Freelancer and things like that, sneaking into events because he didn't have money. And so there were maybe 4 or 5 years. I'm not sure how long it took him, but he finally paid it off. And in that process, when he was not just down and out, but in a place where most people would, let's be honest, give up. There are plenty of people that would just stop. That's where he found and met his wife. And that's where they built their relationship. You would think that, you know, I mean, personally, I think about like, you know, what would it be like to be $1 million in debt or $2.1 million in debt? And then you even expand that to imagine the type of faith required in a spouse or in his case, I think his wife's name is Crystal. So when he started dating Crystal, you know, she was doing this under the full realization that he was like that deep in debt.
Oh yeah.
And it seems like a bad place to start, but I think that in reality, it's an interesting place.
It's also, I mean, this is kind of tongue in cheek, but it's kind of like buying low, right?
It really is.
I mean, you know, so, there's.
Yeah, no, that's such a great analogy. And like there was I was at this panel. So before you did the Investing in Ethics summit here. Yeah. A couple of years ago, I was in an ethics panel, basically. And I was like giving it a little talk. And in the talk, somebody was asking about like relationships or ideas for surviving deployments with your relationship.
Yeah.
And my number one piece of advice there is to treat your relationship like a business. And of course, like that, you know, people didn't like hearing that. It made people feel uncomfortable and everything. And I just mean that from a standpoint of having some ways to measure and manage things. And it feels cold, it feels callous, but if you're in your head calculating like, okay, did I get put together a great experience for us? Did we have a great date? How much does that put me to the good? It's a really interesting mindset because you're always thinking about delivering value. And if you always have that mindset of either delivering or creating value or figuring out ways to give more, which is again, the essence of business, your relationship's going to be able to survive those storms, or you're going to be able to get through the debt or the times apart much more easy.
Yeah. And I think that goes in line with like constant movement, right? Is if you're, and so Sir Isaac Newton said that a body in motion will stay in motion while a body at rest will remain at rest. And that's like how relationships are, right? If you, it's like that, the thing we were talking about of that someone posted on like Twitter or Instagram or whatever, that She's like, hey, a tip for a healthy relationship. Whenever you're at the gas station, buy your wife something. but that idea is like, you're constantly like in movement, right? And thinking about the other person and doing that stuff. But really the only way that you're going to find those things is through the movement, is through exposure. And that brings you to this idea of serendipity.
Definitely. Oh, and another fun side note too. So one of the cool things about doing things online is that's a great place to obviously get exposure. And as we are starting to do this podcast, we've been very fortunate. People are sharing it with others. That's so, so awesome. And we had a larger media company actually reach out to us, greatest.com. And we talked with them. We're able to figure out a really cool cross promotion where they, you know, they were excited about the Mission Daily. They put that in their newsletter. And we just wanted to give them a special shout out and thanks. Obviously, their newsletter reaches a ton of different people. And they have a newsletter they started called Well Now. So if you're looking for more tips, like we're talking about here, if you're looking for stories on health, wellness, things like that, with a side of funny, not to be confused with Doug Funny, which was, I think that's Ian's inspired joke there. Check it out. So greatest.com/well now. And that's a great example of, we did a little bit of movement. We got exposure, putting it out. And it led to serendipity. And more and more things happen like that when you just, get things going.
And now we're building a great relationship with the good people at greatest.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an awesome newsletter. They have like workouts and recipes and wellness tips and just a bunch of really cool stuff. Stuff that we're into and stuff that we poach occasionally and put in our newsletter because it's so awesome.
So before we get out of here, I just want to leave everybody with a little challenge. How much more stress or adversity or challenge can you put your relationships through? And moreover, how many experiences like that can you get together with your friends or your partner and choose? I think that's a great place to leave it.
Yeah. And I'll give a second challenge that give us some ideas of how we can bring Toasty and Rosie together because, you know, they're two lost puppies in love right now.
Yeah. Neither of them can drive. So it's hard for them to see each other, but
All right. That's it.
All right.
See you guys, everyone.